Houston.
KO4HGX.
Fine. Matt, what do you got planned for this weekend?
Me and the wife and son and daughter-in-law all getting together tomorrow and spending the day together doing Christmas shopping. And then Sunday, got church and a wedding shower for them.
Cool, spending it with family, that's good.
So, today is vehicle maintenance day. I got some maintenance I need to do to the excursion. Small things, oil changes and a belt, and water in a fuel drain is leaking.
Hey, good morning. Where are you with?
Morning, Jody. KO4HGX here.
Good morning, guys. KN4GFW.
Me and Ken and Patrick, N4AZ.
Dude, Ken, Patrick, I hope everybody is doing top shelf.
Going to meet my son for breakfast and then working on vehicles the rest of the day.
Hey, it's Friday. You can't beat it. And a long weekend, too. We're off on Monday.
That's right, man. It's a great weekend to be in America.
Being American, I think, is a great thing all the time.
Vehicles this weekend.
Hey, I got some light maintenance I need to do to my excursion. I've done everything on this thing a million times before, so it's all pretty standard.
It's like 80-something degrees today.
Down there, then.
What's that down here?
82 up here today.
It must be that way everywhere around here. That makes a great day to hot rod. Really gonna have plenty of coming up. Heavy drill.
What about you and dude? What y'all got planned?
Hot, little tinker and stuff around the house this weekend's about all I've got set up. Nothing major, right?
On today, everything's gonna be quiet today. No people coming over doing anything. So I'm gonna take some hot rods out and cruise around while we got one good day of weather.
Like a nice day.
That's as they say.
Fun, right?
Washing cars, but you always put that off to the last minute, which is this'll probably be about the last day, really.
Need to be on call, so I don't plan much for this week to do anything. You know, I just always just tinker around the house and be by the phone. After work emergencies, trees or stuff like that, when I go down or something during the weekends.
I won't get too many calls.
But hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Over, you know, kind of doing some remodeling, I guess you call it, starting of it. So, but today everybody's done. They can't do anything, so it wound up to be pretty good. Now, I hate doing that. Have to operate a shovel.
To do like that around the house, too, but I just need to get a hold of 811 to remark my yard.
Nice. I'm not going to do it today, though. I'm not going to waste a day digging when it's going to be 82 and nice. I got to dig a spot and get it all ready for that generator that's coming.
Generator.
There's some bushes, and it's a little bit of a slope, so I've got to get rid of the bushes anyway. Have y'all seen how they're doing these things now, how they're mounting them to the ground?
I'm on some, you know, like some 57 stone or something.
To me, it's good, but it's like a, kind of like a beanbag chair. Or whatever you call it. And they put that, like, if you're on a slope, they put it there and, I guess, work it in the position and level it and everything. And it's, I guess it's in a bag or something, I don't know. But then once they get it that way, then they add water to it and it solidifies whatever is in there, and then when that's done, then they got it sitting there, and they put the generator on top of it. I didn't know how they, because I asked them, I said, what do y'all do? Y'all going to build up and pour a pad there? They said, oh, no, we got this thing that it's a bag, and we put it in position and get it where we want it, and then add water to it, and it hardens up.
How they do a shower base now when you put them in? The showers, like, you'll put them up in there, and then you put a tile set, basically is what it looks like, in the bag, and you let it level out, and then you pour water in there, and then set your shower on top of it. That way you got it, don't give in it.
They're pouring the water into, what material is that?
It is exactly, but it looks like, it reminds me of tile grout. That kind of, that feel to it.
That's it got to be some kind of cement or something, right?
Concrete. It's the grout like you put between tiles, what it feels like. It's a real fine powder.
Thick enough that you don't worry about a crack in it, right?
I mean, you can put it as thick as you want to, I guess, as long as you get it mixed up. So, I don't know. I don't know if that's for sure what they're doing, but I know on showers that's how you do them. That way you get the, you don't get that flex and crack in the fiberglass.
Must be using something good like that because, you know, a generator is going to, it's going to vibrate, give it a pounding over years. Or so, what it does, because I wonder if they drive stakes in the ground before they, you know, and then put this stuff over the stakes so it'll kind of hold it in place. I don't know.
Then I'll remember I got them batteries and have to go back to the car, drive around, and drop them off. I got one for a portable welding machine and then the golf cart battery for a floor scrubber.
Battery, not a complete set.
One that went bad.
For breakfast this morning here in Etowah.
Getting to work.
I'm about 6 or 7 miles out. Money rolling in for you.
Security. Boy, I don't want to slip my mind there. Yeah, you going to get some overtime today?
With about 2.5 hours a week.
I appreciate that. It's safe for at least 4 more years.
Use it pretty legals up in hotels, right?
Maybe they'll get some good stuff going up toward the mountains up there with you guys too, now that they won't be spending it on the illegals.
Here is they still got what, month, 2 months left in there?
Think about that. I don't know why they figured it that way, but you shouldn't have this way, this transition period. I think he ought to already be in. The day you lose and you're declared, it's time to go in. You allow them time to trash the country while they're the last few days. Reversible things. You hear what Mike Davis said to I forgot what it was on, but anyway, he commented to Letitia James. Have y'all seen any of that? The one that's in Georgia that's doing the want to still lock him up. What is it, the 2 days before Thanksgiving? News. She was telling everybody they were going to continue to fight and see that whatever, you know, they're going to lock him up. It's their plan. I guess the end of the month here. And one of Trump's attorneys got on there, and I mean, he told her like it was.
Quit pandering to him and quit patty handling them, you know, little cookies at a time or whatever, and just rip the daggum band-aid off and say what it needs to be said.
He said it. I'm talking about, yeah. He said, when she said that what she was going to do, he commented, he said, I dare you to try and do that. He said, I dare you to do it. He said, because if you try that, we will lock your fat A up in prison. Turn her up there about that, too. You'll see it somewhere. Definitely wanting to put that man in jail.
Years or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, but who's that judge that's with her, that idiot?
I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Well, that's who it is. This is their last shot at, I think they want to get him in jail where they can, where he'll commit suicide like Jeffrey Epstein.
Sure, I also heard him say that if they attempt that, then, like he said, I don't know about the prison deal, but I know they said they will fire their ass the first minute they're in there.
Mike Davis told Letitia James, too, said, just try it. Just try it. He said, we will put your fat ass in prison. Did that on the news.
And that's
good. The heads are going to roll.
Well, somebody don't take her out acting like that.
Here, we're talking about 75 million rednecks that, they just served on a jury, right?
Sure.
Oh, Ken.
And I can see the gate. It's about a quarter mile out.
N4AZE.
4NUF.
For HGX. KN4TFW.
Queries.
Reminder.
What's your battery, Ken?
Of something.
Your car's like on autopilot, and it just, you know, 99 out of 100 times you take a left out of the subdivision, and one time you got to take a right, and then it still takes a left. It's hard to brake.
Getting old.
Discuss where we're going, and then I'll turn the wrong way. And she's like, where are you going? It's like, obviously, I don't know.
I'm get sidetracked and drive by the place I'm going to.
Ain't done that yet.
Let's go. Vicky said, where are you going? I said, to the Chinese restaurant. She said, well, you just passed it. I said, oh, we were talking. Sorry about that.
Go to the new Chinese restaurant there in Greer on Way Hampton Boulevard, and they got over by it, and there was a wreck right after it, and the traffic was backed up for half a mile. It's like, yeah, we'll find someplace else.
Midday.
We're at Applebee's.
Okay, with two straws.
Negative. I just got me some chicken tenders. Hold on, let me dump off these batteries. KN4TFW.
Are we supposed to remind him to do something?
Remember. I'm getting in his head.
Be charger or something like that? Something I can't remember.
Some batteries.
Pull into my parking spot, so while I have a chance, I am going to say good morning to all three of y'all. Mr. Patrick, Mr. Ken, Mr. Dude, y'all enjoy your Friday, and Patrick, enjoy your breakfast with your son. I'll say 7-3s on your finals, gentlemen.
Pretty good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a great...
Hey, toodle-toodle there, Joe. Is it Jody or Ken? Which is doing that?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Feel free. And, because, you know, we appreciate it. Catch you later. In 4A's Eddie.
7-3, Jody. Have a good one. Man, that golf cart battery's heavy. The Duracell golf cart battery, $110.
Cheap for a deep cycle battery.
Yeah, it is.
And on 14, they got some good deals on batteries.
For reconditioned.
Remember this, but you know, when I was a teenager and driving, batteries don't do today like they did back then. You used to get you knew a month or sometimes 2 months ahead of time your battery was getting weak because it would slow down cranking and you had time. But today, you know, Vicky's car, she went to the store and car cranking great. She came back out, battery totally dead. Not do that. They always gave you a good warning all the time.
Say 7-3, I'm between the lines now. So you guys have an awesome day and an awesome weekend if I don't talk to you guys again. And I'll catch you on a Tuesday morning. We're off on Monday. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. KN4TFW.
Again, hope you have a great day and a great weekend if I don't talk to you again. KO4H gets.
Sounds like if we don't talk to you again, sounds like forever. But we'll talk to you again. You have a good one. Doodles in 4A's Eddie.
Pulling in, so I'm going to go to KO4H Gex, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You guys have a good one. And make use of today. In 4A's Eddie.